Welcome to KBOO-FM. This is your host, EJ Shang of the American Shaman Show. I've got a special guest with me today. She is the host of the Green Goddess podcast, which explores sacred medicines and the evolution of consciousness. She is a devoted student of the plant spirits who speak to her clairaudiently. She brings a deep love for Mother Earth to her work as an initiated medicine woman, facilitating Cambo frog medicine ceremonies to purify and raise the vibration of consciousness on the planet. You can connect with her on Instagram at Green Goddess Rising and watch her videos at youtube.com, Tara Rose Sacred Medicine. Welcome, Tara, to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I remember we actually met at a cannabis ceremony that featured Stephen Gray, the author of a cannabis book in spirituality.
Yes.
That was a nice ceremony.
Yes.
So let's start with how you bring cannabis and maybe combo into your healing practice, because you're a psychic healer and a shamanic healer.
Thank you. Yeah, I'd love to talk about cannabis. Cannabis is a really important plant spirit ally for me, has been for a long time. I started working with cannabis recreationally when I was 16, smoking after school. And at that time, actually, it was really helpful because I grew up in a emotional environment that was very toxic, and I was under a lot of stress psychologically, and cannabis helped me to elevate beyond that and just laugh, you know, and just like have fun and experience something new and different, which I really appreciated. Then when I got older, I started to go down a spiritual journey, and that was really a journey about healing. And I was drawn to work with plants, and I started with other kinds of plants in a sacred way, herbs, and exploring the spirits of the herbs as teachers, and eventually ayahuasca. And so then I started to think about cannabis as a sacrament instead of just as an intoxicant. And I changed my relationship with the herb. At this point, I don't smoke it recreationally ever. And I rarely work with it at all internally myself, although I do sometimes whenever I feel like I'm called. So I just wait to have that sense that I need to commune with the spirit. And when I do, it's really profound. I get to receive insights and wisdom from the plant. I get to feel the energy, the healing energy of the plant. And I really appreciate that. I find the plant is incredible for self-healing. She amplifies whatever is going on inside of us and helps us become more aware of what might be suppressed, which is very, very useful. And now I really work with it even more so as a tool when I facilitate intuitive healing work for others. So I do the intuitive healing work both with and without cannabis, depending on what's being called in. But for people who already have a relationship with cannabis or are open to it, it can be a really powerful and profound assistant. And what I find that the cannabis does is it heightens our sensitivity to what's going on inside of us and brings in a stronger connection with the spirits.
So can you describe the difference between using it recreationally versus in ceremony or in a healing construct?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it comes down to intention. So I feel like if I'm using cannabis as a sacrament, it begins with a sense of gratitude for the plant and a reason for sitting with it, even if the reason is simply to commune with it, just to have a consciousness that I'm bringing to it. Whereas when I think about how I used to use it recreationally, it was more like no thought. It was like more like using a substance as an alternative to alcohol, say, or not really, you know, just not taking the time to be grateful and not appreciating what it was giving me at that time. And just kind of like just being unconscious about it is kind of how I feel. I think it just comes down to bringing that intention.
So can you describe a ceremony, how that works? And then also you've had some recently you told me about some work with a gentleman who had a profound experience with it. Can you kind of cover those areas?
Yeah, I'd love to talk with you about that. Yeah, let's start with the story that you're referring to. Yeah, so it was I think it was just last week, right? I had a client come to me and he said, I'm in pain emotionally and I wonder if the plants can help me. And I said, yes, of course, that's what they do. The plants are all about healing. So I asked him if he was open to working with cannabis and he said yes, even though he's somebody that maybe only smoked once in his life, very rarely used it. So what happened was he shared that he had pain in his neck and his shoulder and his knee, and that he had been going through a stressful experience with a friend, sort of a falling out, and he was having some difficulty like moving through it. Those were the things that he brought in, just those pieces. So I had him smoke the cannabis with intention, and then we sat still, and he connected with the pain in his body, understanding that pain in the body is an energy blockage. It's just a dense form of energy that's creating a disharmony in the body. And so through spiritual healing, through energy work, these things can be transformed, but typically not until we bring consciousness to it. So he smoked and then he was able to bring consciousness to what these energy blockages were. He received his own insights about what was going on. And he realized that he needed to cry, but that he wasn't able to cry. And so the shamanic aspect was bringing in his helping spirits, inviting them in to move the blockage of not being able to cry, which he had wonderful insight with the cannabis had to do with his conditioning as a boy and what it means to be a man and what it is to be strong. And we talked about how, you know, it's not strength to suppress emotions or avoid emotions because they make you sick, which makes you weaker because of disharmony. So true strength comes from bringing a warrior spirit of courage to feeling the feelings and allowing them to move through us as they're just energies that need to express. So with this awareness, he was able to cry with the help of his spirit allies. He still wanted to, and I have to say that's very important, the work that I do is about holding space for spirit, because spirit is capable of things that we aren't capable of, no matter how much willpower we want to use and how much we want to change. We can't do it on our own. That's the whole shamanic realm. So we called in his helping spirits and he saw his power animals with him and he cried and he developed very deep awarenesses around things. And within the space of an hour, all the pain in his body was gone, still gone. And he felt completely resolved around the situation with his friend as well. So he had a really profound shift and he'll take that with him moving forward. And he's now able to cry. And nice. What a gift. And that's cannabis.
So can you tell us a little bit about your own journey? What brought you to this work? Any trauma that you had? And then also, can you add it? Moving through using cannabis in combo to kind of work through things. So can you tell us a little bit about your journey?
Yes. So let me start with cannabis and just share something that happened for me that really opened me up to its potential. And I think that this is something that others would probably really like to know about. So at a certain point in my spiritual journey, I was meditating regularly and doing, you know, different spiritual practices. But I wasn't at that time using cannabis in a sacramental way, really. So I smoked and then I took a bath one night. And I had a Kundalini awakening that cannabis catalyzed. And what it looked like was experiencing intense anxiety, so intense that I understood that there had to be something going on. Because while I was very much an anxious person, that level of anxiety was like intense. It was a sense of, it wasn't even a panic attack. It was a sense of doom, like something bad is about to happen feeling. And fortunately, I was aware of the concept of ego death. because that's what I recognized it to be. I thought, oh, okay, I must be about to have an ego death. Interesting. And that is exactly what happened. I was in the bath and I got out of the bath realizing that something was going to happen. And I went and sat down on my meditation cushion. And indeed, I was overwhelmed with energies moving through my body. And I had to lay down face down on the carpet in order to just not feel sick. For some reason, that was the only thing I could do. Sitting upright just was too intense. So I laid down, face down on the carpet, and I began to hear music, in different types of music, piping into different ears at the same time. And I understood that it was a sort of an activation from different realms. So that was a pretty profound experience I went through. It lasted, I'm not sure, because in that state, it's hard to say, but it seemed like maybe 20 minutes or so, quite a good amount of time to be laid out like that. And I'm not the only person that has Kundalini awakening from cannabis. I've met people that have too, whose psychic gifts come online after using cannabis. I had a friend earlier this year who said, you know, Tara, I think I'm going crazy. It's like, really, why? She's like, I'm seeing things. Like, I'm seeing colors around people. I like know things about people. I was like, oh no, dude, that's a spiritual gift. That's wonderful. That's a great gift. Cannabis is activating you. I have another friend who had a spiritual awakening with cannabis too, who he was just, you know, recreationally getting stoned. And then one day, like, everything was glowing for him, you know? So it's giving this gift to many people. And I just think that's really important to share. Yes. And you asked about my healing journey and combo frog medicine, which is another medicine that I work with that's very different, very, very different. Cannabis, I feel, is a medicine teacher about self-love. She ultimately is bringing in deeper awareness and amplifying our consciousness and different things within our consciousness and giving us a sort of nurturing energy and insights about how we can love ourselves better.
Isn't it kind of giving the ability to know yourself and yes. then to, once you know who you are, to be able to love yourself as you are
yes.
in that moment. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Unconditional love. Right. That's the teaching. And unconditional love is so profound in all that it can do. But yes, so that's what I think about cannabis. I think it's connecting us to our soul, or to our spirit, to our divinity, and helping us cultivate self-love. And sometimes it does that through amplifying areas that need love, which can look like stuff coming up that's really uncomfortable. It also, I feel, helps us open up to greater vulnerability. In other words, facing the vulnerability that we have inherently as human beings, knowing our smallness and our vulnerability to life, and helping us move beyond the ego defenses against it. So I think that's cannabis. There's another medicine that I work with really deeply, and that's combo. And that's what you asked. So combo is a medicine from the Amazon tree frog. And it's a medicine that's very different from cannabis. For one thing, it's not smoked. It's, I feel that has a masculine energy, whereas I would say cannabis has a feminine energy to it. And combo is really a medicine for purification of the physical body, as well as the emotional body and the spiritual body. And these things are all, of course, connected. They're just different levels of density of energy within our beings. Combo is used by the Amazon tribes. It's used for healing and curing physical illnesses by purification through vomiting and pooping. No
both,
other way
both
to put
ends.
That. Both ends, right? Mm-hmm. And as well, it's used for preparing the body for their hunting trips into the jungle. They go at night and they need their senses as at its at their most sharp. And through this purification process, we do access a sharpened, heightened version of all of our senses. So it's useful for people with their hunting stuff, and it also clears out the human scent. So it's used for preparing for hunting trips. It's used for warrior initiations because it's a seriously physically intense and overwhelming and painful process at times. So it's definitely an initiation medicine.
It reminds me of the SEAL Team 6, because they get into these states that are probably like warriors, where they become part of nature itself. They kind of glide through nature and can be invisible to other people, but they're also connected very much with each other through the ether, and so they can work together.
Is that a show?
Unison.
You're talking about?
It comes from a book called Stealing Fire,
which
is about transcendent states and how people from all walks of life go into transcendent states for their own healing, their own journeys, and even the SEAL Team 6 utilizes that aspect of it, yeah.
So it's a book called Stealing Fire.
Stealing Fire.
I'm going to have to check that out. Thank you. I'm always interested in new things to read.
Yeah.
Especially positive, imaginative things, because what we take into our consciousness becomes a creative force. So I don't take in very much intentionally. So thank you for that. Sounds like a really healthy piece for nourishing. Yeah. So back to combo. Mm-hmm. So the way combo came through initially to humanity was there was a shaman in the Kashinawa tribe, and he drank ayahuasca to get a vision about what medicine his people needed. And that's the traditional way ayahuasca was used. It was for the shaman to receive information about healing and curing for his clients. So his people were not well. They were depressed. They were lazy. They were unmotivated, and they were sick. And this was not normal. In our society, that's pretty normal, but that's because our society is very unwell. In their society, it was very clear that something was very wrong. So the vision that he received in his ayahuasca journey was of the combo frog, which is the giant Amazon tree frog. It's a frog that moves through the forest, and it has no predators. It's a very powerful animal. It's a very large frog, and it barks like a dog. Very strange. And it walks like a monkey through the trees. Very unique being. And he was shown that the venom on the skin of the frog was what would bring the healing for his people, and that what he needed to do was to apply superficial burns to the skin and then put the venom in the skin, and that would send the medicine into the body, and it would go through the body, and it would bind any disharmonies, any impurities, toxins, spiritual, emotional, or physical toxins, and it would throw them out. So he did as, you know, his visions instructed, and it worked, and his whole village returned to harmony and happiness. And so then from there, other tribes, other villages learned about this medicine, and now over South America, it's now all over the world. And, you know, these medicines really are for all of us. They come from the earth, and they are here to help us heal the earth, because the more people who receive these medicines, those who are called, the healthier the collective is. So we can't heal the planet if we keep medicines a secret or small. They need to spread, and they are spreading now. And so they've come far. And so combo came into my life 2 years ago. And it came in a really interesting way. I was at a point where I was looking to up-level. I was looking to align with my highest path. And I felt like even though I was working as an intuitive healer and an herbalist, that wasn't quite my highest path. There was something beyond it, and I didn't know what it was. But I sensed that I needed to let go of the work that I was doing in its current form and create a vacuum for this next thing to manifest, and to keep my vibration very high through intentional spiritual practices and just allow what was going to come in. So that was the plan. It sounded very good. It was very idealistic, it turned out, because my, you know, human self was like, what? how are you going to pay your rent? Like, how are you going to eat? How are you going to do such a thing? So I went through really intense states of anxiety and insomnia. I was not well emotionally. I was having a hard time aligning with what I sensed was a higher vision for this. My inner knowing said, yes, this is the right way. But my human knowing said, this is insane. What are you doing? And the human knowing was very loud. And at that time, a friend of mine had just become a combo practitioner, and she wanted to serve me this medicine. She said, this is going to help you. This is exactly what you need. And I said, well, tell me about it. And she said, well, I'm going to burn you. I'm going to put the medicine on you, and you're going to throw up for like a half hour to an hour. It's going to be painful and overwhelming, but you're going to feel amazing after. I said, no, thanks. Why would I do that? I was receiving lots of Reiki and other kinds of healing, and I just, that seemed not gentle. But then I started to see all these frog synchronicities. Like, I was going for a nature walk, and all, like, a swarm of frogs appeared, like weird stuff. It became very clear as well that I needed some bigger tools to work through where I was at. And I said yes, and it brought me tremendous relief immediately. I went into that higher place I was trying to get to, of full trust and being able to do my spiritual practices without fear. And I vomited deep pain. I've been through a lot of trauma in my life, a lot of emotional, psychological trauma from very early in childhood all the way through well into adulthood. And even though I'd done quite a lot of work, shamanic healing, received hundreds and hundreds of shamanic healings, did a lot of work on myself, went through a 12-step program, just kind of like really intense on that. Like, still there was this density within me. And I was finding that it was the energies of grief, mostly grief, but other energies too, that were stuck, and sorrow that were stuck, because as a child, the only way I could cope with my situation was to avoid it, just to avoid the feelings. I became very intellectual. I hyper-developed my intellect, which had its place and has served me in many ways, but I completely shut down my feeling center. And so as a result, I was holding tremendous amounts of trauma and pain in my physical and emotional being. So no matter how much work I was doing to elevate, the vibration of my being was just still quite low. And that resonance emotionally is what made it hard for me to believe in my inner knowing fully. So the combo cleared out the grief energy and the sorrow energy and the anger and all these things that I was holding. And it would last for 10 days to 2 weeks, the elevation. And then I was finding that another layer of density was arising within my being, and more fears and more whatever was coming up. There was just so many different issues that I need to work through at that time. I ended up answering the call to receive combo over a little over a year for 33 ceremonies. It was each time it would come to me, they were like in a dream, or it'd come to me in some way. Interestingly, one time someone handed me a crystal shaped like a frog. Hey, I was cleaning out my stuff. I thought you might like this. Don't know why I thought that. And I was like, you just told me to go get combo. Thanks. So I just knew that I was going through an initiation process, and I just kept saying yes. And I was able to clear as well, like, not just grief, but also imbalances within my character that I was aware of through this medicine, such as like noticing, oh, I was feeling jealous. Okay, I could clear that with this medicine. Or that I
By noticed, clearing, you mean releasing?
Releasing permanently.
That energy.
Jealousy, yeah. Or like releasing permanently, like, laziness. I was living at one point with some roommates, and I noticed that I like had no motivation to help people to clean up or whatever. I was like, ooh, that's not really great. I'd like that to change about myself. But I didn't really want to, but I just like intellectually was like, no, I want to become a better version of myself. And I would rather not be lazy. I would rather not want to help people or not want to do chores or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So I did a combo around it, not because of just my roommates, but just because I felt like I'm in this process of evolving into the highest version of myself. And that wasn't going to be part of it. And what interestingly came in during the clearing, it's not a visionary medicine. There's not typically visions. Once in a while, someone may have that experience, but it's really more of a physical process. But while you're purging, oftentimes insights do come in. And I had this insight, it's not me. This piece that was resisting was like this curled up ancestor within my being that was just in pain. And it was like so heavy, it just didn't have the energy to do anything else to help. It was just in its own pain. And that was transformed in the combo treatment. It's pretty amazing. So yeah, so my work with combo has been really profound for me, deeply, deeply healing and very activating. It's really helped me to bring online my intuitive gifts in a much stronger way as well. All of us have intuitive gifts, and it's really just a matter of resonating with the frequencies, the higher vibrational frequencies, which is hard to do when we hold a lot of pain. So the more pain we release, the more we naturally can tune in to these higher vibrational frequencies. Everybody has a psychic ability. So
can you describe how you work with people? Maybe what a session might look like or what it might entail?
Yeah. So now I serve this medicine, and I tell people this is a medicine that you have to be called to work with. You need to have synchronicities. That's what I tell my clients, because it's an intense experience. You need to know that you have to do it or that you're supposed to do it. It's not something to do just to see what it's like. In my feeling. And so that I start there. There must be a strong inner knowing that this medicine is for you. And then there must be an intention. Why are you receiving it? So this medicine responds to intention, and the types of intentions, you know, that I encourage people to have are around purification. What is it that you are ready to let go of? So for example, I've had clients who a lot of people who want to let go of PTSD, who want to let go of trauma. They know they've been through some hard things, and it's time to let go of those hard things and the pain that we carry around. This is a really effective tool for releasing that. So a lot of people work with releasing grief and sorrow and, you know, just different things like that. But at the same time, combo is also an incredible healer. It's a medicine that improves the immune system, that detoxifies the body. There's a lot of evidence that it's really helpful for Lyme disease. So there's, you know, other things like that. It's helpful for the digestive system. It's amazing. It's helpful for just so many issues. And part of that reason is it has an intelligence to it. It has an incredible intelligence. It knows where to go in the body. So I had a client who had been through a car accident. She was riding a bike and she got hit by a car. It put her in a coma. It was like really serious accident. It was many years ago. She's now pretty recovered from it. And she felt that she was called to receive combo through me. And her intention was she wanted to raise her vibration, which is a great intention for working with combo. And interestingly, during her session, what happened was she felt it going into her spine and she felt it going into her head, the places that had been injured, and she felt it healing. Mm. I had another guy who just kind of similar sort of intention, more spiritual intention, who had in the past had cancer and gone through chemo, and he had nerve damage from the chemo. And during his session, this wasn't even his intention, but it just happened. He felt the frog medicine in his fingers restoring the sensation of the nerves. Mm. It's just an incredible, miraculous medicine. It can do so much. It's kind of limitless. It's pretty amazing. So it's about intention. It's about intention and just knowing you're called. And then from there, what the ceremony looks like is, again, like burning the arm. Typically serve it on the arm. You can have it anywhere on your body. Some people like to put it on the back, on their chakra points, wherever you feel like you need to receive it. I then have the person drink 2 liters of water very quickly. It's really important to fill your stomach with water, and you will have fasted for 12 hours before the treatment. And then we apply one dot of the venom, and we just see how your system responds to it. It's really very safe. It's contraindicated for anyone with heart conditions or high blood pressure issues or epilepsy or seizures. Other than that, it's fairly safe. It's something that interestingly, it's one of those things that plugs into the body naturally that we have receptors for. And so the body can naturally stop absorbing it if it wants to. So it's really interesting in that way. So I start out with the 1 point just to see what kind of dose you need, to see how much of reaction you get from the 1 point, and then add on additional points. And each person is unique. Typically, we start with 4 points, 3 or 4 points, but some people have needed 10 their first time to feel it. And that isn't about the strength of the experience. It's just about how much a person needs in order to have an experience. And one does build a tolerance as well. So subsequent treatments, one receives a little bit more medicine. So once the medicine is on, the heart races, the face swells, the body becomes red with blood flow. And what's happening is the venom is going into the lymphatic system, and it's traveling through the lymphatic system to the different organs and all around the body. And the heart, of course, like pumping fast is helping transmit the medicine. But interestingly, as I said, like it has an intelligence and it just goes where it needs to go, even if you didn't know it needed to go there. It's really something. And it brings restoration as well as purification. So generally, someone starts to vomit pretty quickly. Sometimes it takes a little while, and occasionally someone doesn't vomit. And purging usually looks like vomiting, and you vomit out the water, and the water has different colors in it that represent the fluids coming from your different organs. And through traditional Chinese medicine, we know that organs store emotions. And so based on the color that comes out of you, you can see what you're purging in addition to your own knowing, which is very interesting. So yeah, that's basically the process. And I sing medicine songs while one is purging.
So it sounds like combo is one end of the spectrum that you work with. And
yes,
then maybe
it's the most hardcore end of the spectrum.
And cannabis might be in the middle mm-hmm. of the spectrum, and then nothing, but you're just working through meditation and Reiki
and shamanic healing. Yeah, at
the beginning,
the gentlest.
Yeah,
perhaps.
And so, yeah. Can you describe the shamanic healing? Does that work through the whole spectrum, or is it what does that look like? Or can you describe more of that?
Yeah. So, my work is about helping people clear obstacles to happiness and abundance and well-being. So I bring in a sense of clarity as well to situations that are going on for people, which come through asking you questions and helping you unlock your own inner knowing and holding the space of certainty that you will receive what you need and it will be amazing. And through doing that and through acting as an energetic catalyst through my being, I'm able to serve the spirits who then come in and do the healing work. And what they do is they transform energy blockages, and they bring restoration and healing to places that need it. Primarily, my work really is about emotional healing, because that's been my own path. And I feel like as healers, our apprenticeship is healing ourselves, because that's what we get the deepest experience in. So it's typically about that. But I could give you some examples of things that I just did. Last night, I had a client who her mom was a psychopath. So she's, obviously experienced quite a lot of abuse. And so she had physical health problems really that corresponded to stress as well. And she, we attract situations in our lives based on the law of attraction, of course. And so she had attracted a really abusive roommate, which was, a terrible situation for her. And that was the reason why we wanted to do the healing. We wanted to clear that point of attraction so that she wasn't going to attract abusive situations anymore. And everything in our field, everything in our lives is a direct mirroring of some aspect of our internal being. And so shamanic energy healing is one way that we can shift that internal being so that the mirror outside of ourselves shifts as well, becomes more beautiful. And we may think that our lives don't reflect us because we might think that we have a very fairly positive mindset. So why is this thing showing up? But the thing is that our being is very vast, and it certainly includes the unconscious, and it includes other aspects of our being that are, that one would say is not happening in the present moment. So
could be hidden.
Hidden, exactly.
In so shadows.
Yes. So anything that happened in childhood that's unresolved, as well as anything that happened in a past lifetime that's unresolved, can attract, as well as things that happened to your ancestors. All of this is part of your being. And so any of these things can attract unbeneficial circumstances. So knowing this, and this woman being a friend of mine, you know, I said, okay, we should do something here because you don't need to be attracting people like this. And she said, okay. So I said, all right, what does this remind you of? It always goes back to childhood. Yeah, childhood. And she shared that her mom had been horribly abusive, and psychologically speaking. And basically, what we just sat still. I brought in Reiki, and I invited her helping spirits to come in and bring healing and transformation to this pattern and to the parts of herself that were hurt by all that she had experienced. I invited her to explore where in her physical body the blockages were, which she was able to do. And as well, just through listening intuitively, I was shown that she needed, that she had a part of herself that had fled, that, you know, that the pain of childhood was so intense that she just couldn't really be present for it. And that's very common. And some shamans will call that soul loss, but I wouldn't really say it's loss. It's more like a part of ourselves flees to another part of reality and hangs out there until we're ready to reintegrate because it's too sensitive. And that's what happened for her. It went to actually an imaginal realm, and we were able to release the density in the part of her that had been present and then reunite her with this part of her in the imaginal realm. And in that moment, we received the information that the physical health problems that she'd been experiencing had been as a result of the unresolved pain, and that things were now going to shift for her. So that's really exciting. And that was a really cool healing to get to do. And then today I got to do a healing for someone that was about a very different subject. It was about healing the relationship between her inner masculine and feminine aspects, and connecting her to Kuan Yin. And Kuan Yin is one of my main helping spirit allies. Kuan Yin is goddess of compassion and mercy. And she clears karma, and she helps with forgiveness of self and others. And she does really amazing healing work. So it was about connecting this woman to the energy and the beingness of Kuan Yin and bringing harmony within. So there's kind of no limit to what can be done.
Just a reminder to our listeners, you're listening to KBOO-FM, and we're here with Tara Rose, and we'll be right back in a second. And we're back. So Tara, you have something coming up, a talk coming up?
Yes, I am giving a talk on cannabis as a visionary sacrament for the Portland Psychedelic Society on 4/20, April 20th.
Nice.
Yeah, it will be at Tabor Space. There's a suggested $5 to $10 donation, which goes to the society and helps them pay for the rent of the space. And it's going to be on, obviously, on cannabis and covering some of the things that I spoke about today, but I'm going to go into greater depth, sharing some of my own personal experiences and sharing as well how cannabis can be a tool for connecting with other medicines, as it can amplify the voices of the other plant spirits. So I'm going to talk about the other plant spirits and some of the messages that come through when we tune into them, and how cannabis is playing a role in the healing of consciousness on the planet, which I'm really looking forward to. So I hope that your listeners will feel inspired to come join. And I want to invite them as well to check out my podcast, Green Goddess Rising, The Green Goddess Podcast, and my Instagram is at Green Goddess Rising. The Green Goddess Podcast is all about evolution of consciousness and sacred medicines.
Well, thank you so much, Tara, for coming onto the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I love talking about the evolution of consciousness, and I feel really excited and honored that I get to experience it with all of you.
You're listening to KBOO FM, KBOO, and we'll catch you next time. Thank you for listening.